Pro Head football coach Michael Glatzik. They played a very, very good game in week one against Holton, coming up a little bit short on a last-second field goal. We'll talk about that and break down the week two opponent as well. But our coaches show is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed as well. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Let's talk about it. Holton gets the win, 25-24 on a last-second field goal. Just talk about the importance of your team being able to play in a game like that against a ranked opponent in week one.
Yeah, it's very important to get them kind of games. It's very important to get them kind of games under our belt early to prepare us for later in the season. Hats off to Coach Bard and Holton for an excellent physical game. I was definitely very proud of our kids for fighting all four quarters and answering their punches. So, yeah.
Let's talk about Zach Kramer. 151 yards, two scores. Obviously, I know he's a guy that you're going to kind of lean on heavily throughout the course of the year. But talk about Zach and his performance and what he meant to that team.
Yeah. It's like you said, Zach is a great leader for our team. It's definitely when he goes, the whole team goes. I'm definitely excited to see him and others. I'm excited to see him and others have some big games throughout the season.
Well, it's going to be fun, of course, this week. You get Royal Valley on Friday nights. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll talk about Royal Valley right after this. Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik is joining us, falling 25-24 on a last-second field goal in week one to a ranked Holton squad, but they get Royal Valley on Friday nights at home. Coach, what's the scouting reports on Royal Valley, and what do you expect to see from them this week?
Yeah, over Royal Valley, Coach Bichet had a great win. They're definitely a big team that we can't overlook. I told the kids, that teams make their biggest improvements from week one to week two. This is definitely the most important game, as it's the next one on the schedule. But we have to find a way to get 1% better throughout the practice week and into Friday's night game.
So when you're looking,
I'm definitely excited for the opportunity to go and see our kids compete this week.
So what are you looking at in regards to keys to the game? What are going to be some of those keys to get that win this week and get the team on track in week two?
Yeah, and like I told the kids, we're going to go back to work this week to limit the turnovers, limit mental mistakes, and capitalize late in the game on Friday night.
Coach, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there on the broadcast. It'll be on 92.1 KMZA. We're looking forward to it very much. Our pregame around 6:45 after the Friday Night Fever show. Kickoff at 7 with Nemaha Central hosting Royal Valley. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good practices this week, and we will talk to you on Friday. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.